Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
We have instituted additional screening, what we call mitigation measures, that will be continuing for a while. And so we ask people perhaps to show up a little bit earlier at the airport during this heavy holiday season and to recognize we're going to be doing different things at different airports.
Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano on ABC yesterday. And so we'll come back to the Christmas airline bombing attempt now to ask for your experiences in the air if you flew this weekend after that Detroit-bound flight incident. What was it like to fly this weekend, and what would you like to see as an airline passenger in terms of security or the balance between security screening and privacy, as that all seems to be up in the air again, so to speak, as a reaction to this incident? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. I have one friend who returned to New York from the Midwest after a long delay on Saturday because a mother with child had her baby's bottles meticulously inspected. Wrong response, said my friend. So what happened to you if you flew since the Friday bombing attempt? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Should you be prevented from going to the bathroom in the last hour of a flight, as some airlines are doing, or prevented from using laptops or blankets at your seat, as, again, some but not all airlines are doing? These are some of the new things that Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano was referring to in that clip. Are these the things that should be done right now in response to the Christmas bombing attempt? Karen in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Karen.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Where'd you fly from and to?
I was flying from Liberia, Costa Rica to LaGuardia yesterday. And I've done this before. My sister lives in Costa Rica. And this time, there was a little bit of a delay, which wasn't such a surprise, but we were body frisked. There were two lines, a male line and a female line, and a female agent sort of touched me everywhere through my clothing and went through my purse. And then later on the flight, this was American Airlines, we were not allowed to leave our seats for the last hour, nor have any blankets showing.
Did you know about the Christmas incident before this all happened to you?
No. No, I've been walking on the beach 2 hours before I was on the airplane.
Right. So what'd you think?
Well, I thought that the airline was trying to be responsible, but in fact was being reactive. You know, as I'm pulling off my shoes every time, I remember that silly-faced, dangerous, horrible
yes.
incident.
And now that you know, what do you think?
I still think they're responding to each incident backwards in time. It doesn't seem like they've figured out how to screen effectively for dangerous substances.
Thank you for your call. Tim on our Facebook page writes, just got off a Southwest flight from D.C. to Boston. Nothing changed whatsoever. Security was easy. Nothing extra or out of the ordinary about an hour ago. Priya, a friend was flying out of Detroit Airport yesterday morning and was wearing an underwire bra, which led to a rather intimate body pat. She was very upset by it. Mike, went to Denver and back. Long security line in LaGuardia, but Denver was a breeze. We left 2 hours to deal with longer lines and ended up sitting around the whole time. Julie in Scarsdale, you're on WNYC. Hi, Julie.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What'd you do?
We flew from Aruba back to JFK. And we had, of course, no idea what was going on because, again, we were just swimming in the surf. And they told us go 3 hours early to the airport. We thought, how silly. So we got there, and we went through, checked in, checked our bags in, and went through one set of security. And then since we had to go through customs, they sent us to a room where we collected our bags, went through customs, and went through another set of security. And then we got to the gate, and there were 10 people there opening up every single item that went on the plane and searching it, not just a quick check, but actually taking every single thing out. And then when you passed through that area, you went to another area where 4 people were body checking. And even my 8-year-old and 11-year-old got body checked.
Serious business. So now that you know why that was, do you approve?
Sure, I don't mind, but I think it just gives people the chance to modify how they're going to pack things. I think it's reactive. I think that I'm not confident. So, that
so do you have to be just, is the only thing we can do be fatalistic about it and know that if we check everybody's shoes, then they're going to hide it in their underwear, and we check everybody's underwear, they're going to hide it in their shirts. And you just have to take your chances when you fly because there's really no way to stop a determined terrorist?
No, I absolutely think it was fine they did that. They did the same thing where they took our blankets and made us get ready to land more than an hour ahead. And, I, you know, I didn't understand that really at all. It was cold on the flight. I mean, they said they were going to try and put the air on, but they took all the blankets away, and we were all shivering there for a good hour and a half.
Yeah, shock coming
so
from Aruba, too.
I don't know what that was for.
Julie, thank you very much. James, a pilot from NIAC, writes to us to say he's getting updates and revisions all the time. He says, the initial rules were a knee-jerk reaction to the incident, much like what was instituted after 9/11. As we get a better picture of what happened and what failed, we will continue to see more revisions to the measures. So, James, a pilot, trying to put it in that context. Hazel, is it, on the east side of Manhattan? You're on WNYC. Hello?
Yes. We flew Virgin Atlantic from Heathrow to Newark on Saturday evening, and we were double-checked at the gates, and the man next to me had a syringe in his carry-on.
Oh, my.
And it was very small. It might have been for nose drops or something. I have no idea. But they did take it away from him. And we had no idea of the route we were taking because they didn't have the map on the screen the way they usually do, the individual screen that's in front of your seat. And we also had no blankets the last hour.
Did they explain it?
They, most of us knew because we had televisions in our hotel rooms. My grandchildren were a little upset because first they said there was absolutely going to be nothing on the screen. But then it was just the route, the map.
Maybe they didn't want somebody knowing the potential route. Hazel, thank you. And we're going to give the last word to Lisa, who is a flight attendant calling in. Lisa, thank you so much.
Thank you.
What's it been like for you and from where?
Well, we came in from Tel Aviv this weekend right after the incident. Mm-hmm. And we did, just like the other passengers were saying, we did actually tell everyone to take the blankets and the pillows and put them into the seats. Also, to we did turn off entertainment. And we also didn't let anyone have anything on their laps or get up in the last hour. And I think passengers just need to understand that that's just a part of the security measures. It's not anything personal, and it's not something that anybody's trying to do against them, but security should be a big issue.
Because the flights between the U.S. and Israel are already seen as such targets and already so carefully secured, do you think what you did new here made you any more safe or makes sense as a long-term measure?
I don't know if it makes sense as a long-term measure. I think it makes more sense to really screen people well and to not let them onto airplanes if they're on a list. But coming out of Tel Aviv, there is better security. I think there's tighter security. And the passengers were pretty much understanding about it. I think since people fly that route, they do know the safety that's needed.
You think they need to be tougher on who they let on the planes? Because that's emerging as an issue. Should the no-fly? Yes.
I do think so, because I think most people in the U.S. think that it's always going to be okay. And at least out of Israel, they really are very vigilant about checking things.
Lisa, thank you. And thanks to all of you who called and all of you who listened today. Lisa Allison, Jody Avergan, Paige Coward, and Eileen Markey produced this program. We had intern help today from Matthew Gurry, and our senior producer is Megan Ryan. That's Debbie Fountain at the audio controls. Tomorrow we'll do our end-of-year news quiz, and we'll also look at the new words of the decade. I'm Brian Lehrer.